Studio 360.
I'm through with standing in line. The clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
This is Nickelback, the Canadian rock band that is hugely popular and widely despised by not just rock snobs. But the comedian Tig Notaro disagrees. We spoke with her for our latest installment of our series called Guilty Pleasures.
Why does this instantly make people sick?
The only thing I want to hear right now is the sweet sound of this Nickelback CD cracking as I drive over it repeatedly.
No one talks about the studies that show that bad music makes people violent. Like, Nickelback makes me want to kill Nickelback.
Why does everybody hate Nickelback? That's the million-dollar question. Well, it's mostly because they suck.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?
I don't know why I like this song so much. It's just a really fun listen. The song is an intense piece of nostalgia, of growing up, having your ups and downs in your town, and just peeling out of there, thinking that possibly it was some place you'd never return to, but looking back makes you laugh. My name is Tig Notaro. I'm a comedian, and my guilty pleasure is the song Photograph by Nickelback. You can absolutely genuinely love something and also find it funny. The humor that I feel when I hear this song is how intense his voice is and how nostalgic he feels. Every memory of looking out the back door, I have the photo album spread out on my bedroom floor. See, there's so much imagery here. And looking at the singer and his intensity and picturing him looking out his back door and then spreading his photo album out on his bedroom floor, I'm assuming this is as a grown man. I would love to walk in on that moment. It feels like somebody that's just like has a intense face expression pointing at you, not a smile on his face, almost angry that he has these wonderful memories. That's a good line. Kim's the first girl I kissed. I was so nervous I nearly missed. That's not true. There's no way that's a true line. Old tiny face Kim. Why is this song so good? Who hates this? Music was and is just a huge part of my life. A lot of my childhood memories are tied to my mother turning up songs on the radio and her love for particular songs made me love them. And every morning when my wife and kids get up, that's how we start our day, as we turn on the speakers throughout the house and play music, and it's a nice way to begin the day. And I guess it's older music that we play, anywhere from Simon and Garfunkel to Patty Griffin to Glen Campbell. Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern Indigo Girls. Those are a lot of the favorites in the morning. I don't have any real shame in my love for music.
That was Taylor Dane. Do you know who Taylor Dane is? No? She's a pop singer in the late 80s, early 90s. She sang Love Will Lead You Back. She sang Tell It to My Heart. Anyway, I love Taylor Dane. And not ironically. I love Taylor Dane.
When I hear comedians making fun of Nickelback, it kind of bores me. It feels like low-hanging fruit if Nickelback is a punchline. But I'm happy to hang on the tree with Nickelback. I really don't know why they're so hated. I really don't know what it is. There's so many silly or cheesy pop songs and singers, and so many get a free ride and a free ticket, and nobody thinks twice. And then every now and then a band or song comes along, and people are like, they're the worst, or this is the worst song, or they're so cheesy, or... And it's just like, then don't listen to them. Why do you care? Why do you have to try and take them down? It's the same with other comedians or artists in general. It's like, then don't listen, don't watch. That's how I feel. Maybe if I did a deep dive on Nickelback, I'd come out going, oh boy, you know, turns out I am embarrassed. I don't want to hear any mean things about Nickelback. This is a group of people that wrote music, put it out there, and music is just, it is like comedy. It's, you can't defend it and say, no, it is funny. No, this comedian is funny. This band is great. This song is so catchy. I wouldn't waste my time on that. If somebody doesn't get it, then they don't get it. And I don't know that Nickelback needs me out there defending them. I imagine they never need to work another day in their lives. But for those that do feel it and do get it, how great for them. Look at this photograph. That song, nobody's going to make me hate it. It's not possible. Because... you know, this song brings me a lot of joy. I feel like other comedians, I guess they could make fun of me. And I guess they don't care. Well, I know I for sure don't care. I love Nickelback. Everyone can go to hell.
That was the comedian Tig Notaro. The second season of her web series Under a Rock is available on Funny or Die. You can see her perform on her stand-up tour through May and find out where and when at studio360.org. Studio 360's Morgan Flannery produced our story. So what is something unfashionable or unpopular or just not the sort of thing that someone like you is supposed to love, but you do? That is your guilty pleasure, and we want to hear about it, so tell us all about it in a voice memo or email and send that to incoming@studio360.org.
Can we rewind it and hear the song again, please?
Look at this photograph.